Travel Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Skelly, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline, the famous Skelly Aeromax gasoline that's always wide awake, quick-starting, and full of pep, because it's weather-right for your car. And now, today is Thanksgiving. Or is it? Well, blazing beacons, as Chuck would say. A fella can't even be sure of Thanksgiving anymore. Some places it is Thanksgiving today, and other places it won't be Thanksgiving until next Thursday. But then, after all, lots of other things are different from one place to another, too. Now, you take the weather. Some of you are listening to this program with the windows wide open on a warm, balmy evening. It's raining other places and pretty chilly outside. And some of you, I'll bet, have just come in out of a snowstorm. Funny, isn't it? But now, how about the gasoline you're using in your family car? Are you using gasoline that's weather-right for this part of the country and this time of year? Well, if not, the chances are your car isn't starting as fast as it should and isn't giving you the snap and getaway you have a right to expect of your family car. So listen, why don't you tell your dad about Skelly TaylorMade Aeromax gasoline? Boy, there's a gasoline that's weather-right for your car, wherever you are, because it's tailor-made for the kind of weather you have in your part of the country at this time of year. Now, whether it's Thanksgiving this week or next week makes no difference to your family car. But the kind of weather you're having does make a difference. So have Dad see for himself the difference there is when he uses gasoline that's weather-right. Gasoline that's wide awake and ready to go at a touch of the button. Skelly TaylorMade Aeromax, a gasoline to be thankful for. Try a tankful at your Skelly service station tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. Last time you remember, Captain Midnight and Chuck almost met their archenemy, Ivan Shark, face to face. When Captain Midnight opened the secret door into the library in the darkness, he projected his voice like a ventriloquist. Shark, waiting in the dark, turned on the light suddenly and ordered Gardo to shoot, thinking Captain Midnight and Chuck were already in the room. Well, Captain Midnight quickly shut the secret door again. We now find him, a moment later, outside the secret door with Chuck, in utter blackness. Listen as Chuck gasps.
That was Shark, Red. That was Ivan Shark himself. And he gave orders to have us shot.
Yes, Chuck, it was. I'll never forget his voice.
Red, what are we going to do? What will Shark do? You said that he knew how to open the door from inside the library.
Yes.
Suppose he should open it right now.
Shark won't do that, Chuck. Remember, he's a coward at heart. He has good reason to be afraid of me. Now, this is the way I've got it figured out. Shark knows we came in through the exit leading into the Bronx. Having found out he was waiting for us here, he will assume we will try to escape in that direction. Also, that's where our plane is. Our only means of flight.
And you think he'll go there?
Yes, that's what I believe.
Oh, but gosh, Red, he won't leave the library unguarded, will he?
No, Chuck, he won't. He may leave one or two guards there. But don't forget, with Senor Pareda, there are three of us. Now, Chuck, you can find your way back to Senor Pareda and Dolores, can't you?
You bet I can.
All right, now listen. You get them and bring them back here, quickly and carefully. In the meantime, I'll stand guard at this door. We can't leave a single loophole. And I have an idea.
And now, while Chuck hastens to get Senor Pareda and Dolores, we return to the library and go back several moments to the point when Ivan Shark flashed on the lights, confident that he had his old enemy, Captain Midnight, trapped. Listen as the criminal shouts.
Fire, Gatto. Fire.
There ain't nothing. There ain't nothing to fire at, Chief.
What do you mean? I heard Captain Midnight's voice, Gatto. I heard it come into this room. Don't tell me there's no one to fire at.
Yeah, so did I, Chief. Why, I heard that door open, and I heard him walk into the room.
And I heard him talking to that kid, Chuck Ramsey, in the dock just a few feet away from me.
Yes, sure. So did I. Why, they were over there by the main door looking for the light switch. But there's nobody to shoot at now.
I'm positive they were there.
Well, this ain't right, Chief. There's something spooky about it. Maybe we didn't hear them at all. Maybe they were spirits we heard. That Captain Midnight, he ain't human. Maybe he's in the room right now and we can't see him. Maybe he's aiming at us with his gun. Another second and we'll be dead.
You fool, Gatto, you nincompoop. Shut up. There never was a spirit yet that Ivan Shark was afraid of. Or man either.
Yeah, but he was right here in the room. We heard his voice. And now, there ain't nothing. What, should I start shooting anyway, Chief?
Wait. I will shoot a burst through the screen with my repeating rifle. See, the screen has fallen over. The bookcase, it is just as usual. The door is closed.
Yeah, it looks like it was closed, but that voice, it was right here in the room.
This is some trick of Captain Midnight's. And while we're sitting here gaping like fools, he may be getting away from us.
Well, you sent Fang down to the Barranca to put guards there, didn't you? If Captain Midnight's down in that underground passageway, he ain't gonna get out.
The plane he flew is in the back pasture near the Barranca. There lies his only chance.
Yeah. You're going back there, Chief?
Yes. And you will find another guard and watch this door. Make sure that no one comes through it alive.
Okay, Chief. I'll get someone right now.
At last, Captain Midnight, I have you cornered. This will be your finish, and I shall be rid of you forever. You have played your highest card, and I have trumped it.
And now, what is happening behind the secret door? Chuck has returned with Senor Pareda and Dolores, and the four are huddled at the top of the stairs, talking in whispers. Listen as Senor Pareda says.
No, Capitan. There are only the two entrances. This one and the one in the Barranca.
If there was only some other way out.
Oh, yes, I was afraid there wouldn't be, Chuck. Now listen, I'm going to give you three your instructions. You must obey them carefully.
Okay, Red.
See me, Capitan.
We do what you say, Senor.
Now listen, I'm going to open the door. Then Chuck and I will enter the room. Dolores will be right behind us. And you, Senor Pareda, will bring up the rear. As soon as we're in the library, you will press the button that closes the door. That will handicap anyone coming through the passageway from beneath.
See me, Capitan. I will do that.
All right. Now be ready with your guns. And now, Senor, as I understand it, the main door is to the left, right?
That is correct, Senor.
Mm-hmm. And where does that door lead?
Into the courtyard, mi Capitan.
And does the courtyard lead into the garden?
Si, Senor, it does.
Very good, then. Now we're all ready. Now, come on. Stand right here with me, Chuck.
Okay, Red. That light, Red, it's blinding.
Don't move, Chuck. Don't move until you get used to it.
The screen, Senor, it has fallen down.
Look out, mi Capitan, Midnight. There is a man. He's standing there.
She's right, Red. There's a man on the other side of the room, and he's got a gun.
Yes. Now I can see. But we've seen him before.
I'll say we have. What? It's Zoolander.
You're right. All right, now come ahead, everybody. We're moving forward.
Si, Senor.
We follow me, Capitan.
Wait a minute. Hold it now, Senor Pareda.
Si, mi Capitan.
Close the door.
Si, I do so now.
Right.
Now. The door is closed.
This man, what does he do? He does not say anything and he does not shoot at us.
He's one of Shark's pilots. He's mute and he's deaf. Gee, look at that expression on his face. He's not angry at us. You know, I think he wants to help us.
Let us not lose the time, mi Capitan. Let us go out the door.
Wait a minute. Look. He's motioning with his hands as if he wants to write.
Shall I give him my notebook?
Yes, Chuck, yes. Quick, give it to him. Hurry.
Okay, and here's a pencil, too.
That's right.
Look, Father. He writes in the notebook.
We must not lose the time. This Ivan Shark, he will soon be back.
Now he is through.
Here you are, Red.
Hmm?
Here's the note.
All right, Chuck, all right, I'll take it. Listen, here's what it says. Do not fear me. You have saved my life. Outside the garden are planes. I have not seen you.
Planes and beacons, listen to that.
Look, he makes the motion to the door.
All right, hurry, everyone, follow me, quick.
Meanwhile, let us follow the footsteps of Ivan Shark. He hastened to the Barranca, and now, with Fang and others of his cutthroats grouped behind him, he's standing in the passageway, looking at the hole which Captain Midnight and Chuck have made in the barricade. Flickering torches light up the tunnel. Listen as Ivan Shark says...
So you see, Fang, I was right.
Yes, Master. There is hole made by Captain Midnight.
You are sure, Fang, that no one has come out?
Yes, Master. Fang's sure no one has come out.
Then Captain Midnight must be inside. Well, Fang, the end is in sight.
Yes, Master. No more we have trouble with Captain Midnight. Look, Master, here comes Gardo.
What has happened, Gardo? What are you doing here?
I came to help you, Chief.
I've got plenty of help. What do you mean by leaving the library? I told you to guard that door.
Oh, it is guarded, Chief. Zoolander's standing in front of it, and he's a dead shot.
Nevertheless, I told you to stay.
Yeah, but I wanted to be in on the kill, Chief. Captain Midnight's sure to come out this way.
That's not the reason, Gardo. You are afraid of that room. You are afraid because Captain Midnight played a trick on you.
Gardo can be of help here, Master. Someone must go through the hole.
Very good, Fang. Very good. Gardo, as long as you are so anxious to come and help me, I will let you have the honor of being the first one to go through that hole. It is quite possible Captain Midnight is on the other side with drawn guns. Fang.
Yes, Master?
You will go back at once and return to the library and stand guard with Zollinger. We must take no chances.
Yes, Master?
Now, Gardo, go through that hole.
Oh, no. No, Chief. Send someone else.
Step forward, Gardo. Do you not feel the cold muzzle of my gun in your back? Step forward, or I will pull the trigger.
Oh, okay, Chief.
Well, Gardo, what about it?
Oh, come on, Chief. There's no one here.
Come on, men. Follow me.
Come on, let's go after.
This has got me, Chief. They ain't in the passageway.
They've got to be, Gardo. We know they were in there.
Yeah, but they ain't here, Chief. This Captain Midnight, he played some kind of a trick on.
Are you sure we've examined every tunnel and chamber?
Absolutely, Chief. We haven't overlooked a single spot. They ain't down here, I tell you. And we're right at the foot of the stairs.
If that's the case, Gardo, there's only one way they could have escaped. And that is by the library door. And if they have, well, you have an idea what will happen to you. Come on, follow me up these stairs.
Where's the lever that opens the door?
Yeah, I've got it.
Hey, there, it's opening. Look, there's Zollinger standing just where I left him. Captain Midnight couldn't have come out this way.
And Zollinger can't speak. I'm going to question him, but I have no time to read notes now.
Oh, he understands what you want to know, Chief. Look, he's spreading out his hands. Hey, Captain Midnight hasn't come out of this door. Hey, look, here comes Fang.
Quick, Master, quick! Captain Midnight, outside in garden. We hurry, then catch him.
Well, Captain Midnight and his friends are making a desperate effort to escape, but the cunning Fang has discovered them. Will they be able to get away in time? Exciting and mysterious adventures are ahead. Don't miss them. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now, here's something I've been saving to tell you tonight for a special reason. Tomorrow is Friday. The chances are you'll be going somewhere in the family car on Saturday or Sunday. So tomorrow's the day to bring your car in to your Skelly service station for a free inspection, just to see that everything's in apple pie order for winter driving. Your Skelly man will be glad to check over your car from headlight to taillight to see that it's okay. The lights, the tires, the windshield wiper, and all the other things that mean so much to comfort and safety, even on the shortest of trips. So tell Dad or Mother about Skelly's free inspection service tonight. And remind them that tomorrow is the day to take advantage of it. So the car will be all set for anything the family might decide to do over Saturday and Sunday. Now, isn't that an idea? Remember, you're the one who can show Mother or Dad the way to your friendly Skelly service station. Tell them how to find it tonight. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. What lies behind the strange behavior of the pilot Zollinger? Can Captain Midnight and Chuck escape before Ivan Shark traps them? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!
And girls, here is what you get when you join the Secret Squadron. This membership card with your very own Secret Squadron number, this official Secret Squadron manual, and this combination badge and decoder. Look, here's how the decoder works. I'll give you a two-word clue. And the second word is in our secret code. The first word is watch. Now, here is the secret code word. Write down these numbers. 17. 3. 20. Now, set your secret decoder like this. For code A3. Then decode this important clue to next week's adventure. If you don't have your decoder badge, here's how you can get one for your very own. First, get a jar of the official Secret Squadron drink. Delicious chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. The food drink for rocket power. Then, cut out the wax paper disc that covers the Ovaltine jar. And send that disc with your name, Your address, to me, Captain Midnight, Box P, Chicago 77, Illinois. That's all. Send no money. It's free to every boy and girl who joins the Secret Squadron. And when you receive your Secret Decoder badge, membership card with your very own Secret Squadron number, and 12-page manual, you will be a full-fledged member. Remember, get your Ovaltine, the food drink for rocket power. Hot or cold, it's got what it takes to help you be a leader in your gang. So every day, drink instant Ovaltine.
The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But now, let's talk about dogs for a while. About two different kinds of dogs. Lazy dogs and wide-awake dogs. Now, you've all seen lazy dogs. Poor old lazy hound dogs that somebody has to push off a porch to start a moving. And you all know plenty of wide-awake dogs. Those perky, peppy little fellas, always ready to run like a streak of grease lightning the minute you say go. Well, you know, those two different kinds of dogs are just like the two different kinds of gasoline I want you to tell your dad about. There are lazy gasolines and wide-awake gasolines, just as there are lazy dogs and wide-awake dogs. So you ask Dad if he's using a lazy gasoline. One that's slow-starting, sluggish, logy, and low-powered. Then ask him why he doesn't use Skelly Tailor-Made Aromax gasoline. Because Skelly Tailor-Made Aromax is a wide-awake gasoline. It starts like a flash. It has get-up-and-go. It's fast on the pickup and powerful in the pull. Like an ever-faithful pal, it's always ready to dig into a job when there's a job to be done. Now, there are several reasons why Skelly Aromax is a wide-awake gasoline. First, it's wide-awake because it's weather-right. It's tailor-made to give you quick-starting and smooth performance in your weather. That saves drain on your battery, too. And next, Skelly Tailor-Made Aromax is high in anti-knock value. With this high anti-knock quality, Skelly Aromax is chock-full of power and pep and getaway. Now, be sure and tell Mother and Dad, when they're out driving in the family car, to stop where they see the big red, white, and blue Skelly Service Station sign. Drive in and fill up with Skelly Tailor-Made Aromax gasoline. It's weather-right, and it's wide-awake, always ready to take you for a spin. It's a willing, wide-awake gasoline without the lazy drop in a tankful. So remember, every time you see a wide-awake little dog scampering down the street, all full of pep and ginger, let that remind you to tell Dad to try Skelly Tailor-Made Aromax, a wide-awake gasoline. And now to Captain Midnight. Last time you remember that Ivan Shark's servant, Fang, suddenly brought his master the startling news that Captain Midnight, Chuck, Senor Pareda, and Dolores were not trapped in the underground passage, but were outside in the garden trying to escape. Now let's join Captain Midnight and his friend. They are racing along the foot of the garden wall. Night is almost over, and a pinkish tint lights the eastern sky. Listen as Chuck exclaims,
"Here's a place, Red. We can get over the wall here.
All right. Senorita Dolores, do you think you can make that?"
"Si, mi capitán. With a little help, I can get over."
"All right.
I will help you up, my Dolores. There now."
Wait, senor. Wait. Just a second. Chuck.
Yeah, Red.
Here. Give me your foot."
"Okay."
"All right. Then up to the top of the wall with you. All right. What's on the other side?"
"The shack, Red. The shack that Ivan Shark uses for gasoline and oil."
"All right. That's what I thought. Do you see anyone?"
"Not a soul."
"Oh, good.
Quickly, mi capitán. This Ivan Shark. He comes now."
"Yes. Drop on the other side, Chuck, and help Senorita Pareda."
"Okay, Red."
"Oh. Listen, mi capitán. They shoot at us."
"Yes, yes, I hear it. Quick, Senorita Pareda. Give her a boost there. Hurry."
"Si, mi capitán. Then on, Dolores. Up you go and over."
"Si, si, senor. I will do it all right."
"Come on. Hurry up.
Look out, mi capitán. They fire at us."
"Quickly, senor. Get up on the wall. Here, come here. I'll give you a lift."
"But you, mi capitán."
"Don't bother about me. Hurry, put your foot in my hands. All right, then, I'll up with you. Come on."
"There, senor Pareda. I've got a box for you to drop on."
"Be careful, senor Juan."
"Hurry, Red, hurry. They're getting closer."
"All right, here I come." "There. Well, that was a job.
Quickly, senor. Get down to the ground before they kill you. What now, Red? Shall we make for those planes?
Now, listen, Tucker. Listen carefully. You and Dolores run to those ships. Put her in the rear cockpit of one, while you jump at the front seat. Start the engine, leave it idling. Then, jump over to the next plane and start that engine. Set the brakes, leave the motor idling, and go back to the first. Senor Pereira and I will stand here on this box at the wall and hold back Shark and his men until you've gotten both engines going. All right, now, hurry, hurry.
Okay, Red. Come on, Dolores. Run faster than you ever did in your life.
All right, come on. Get your gun ready, Senor Pereira. Those men are getting too close for comfort.
Si, senor. I have the pistol in my hand.
That's the stuff. All right, quick now. Open fire. We can't let them get any nearer.
Look, mi capitán. They stop.
All right. Let's give them a couple of more shots of their feet to show them we mean business now. Yeah, that's the stuff. See? They've stopped for the moment, anyway. But this is only the lull before the storm. Shark doesn't quit so easily.
We can hold them, mi capitán. See? They do not come near. Shark, you will get the engine started, and then we will be in the air.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, senor. But we're not in those ships yet. Chuck hasn't even got one engine started. Watch it now. Shark and his men are getting ready to advance. Here they come.
About 100 yards from where Senor Pereira and Captain Midnight are guarding the wall, Haif and Shark and his men are grouped at the massive door which leads from the courtyard into the garden. Close to the criminal are Gardo and Fang. Listen as Haif and Shark orders,
"Keep firing, men! Do not let up! $5,000 to the one who shoots Captain Midnight.
I'm telling you, Chief, we'll get him.
You're telling me nothing, Gardo. I have not forgotten that you left your post of duty. And it yet remains to be explained how Captain Midnight got out of that underground passage.
When you got time, Master, with Richard Zollinger.
Yes, Fang. I will do that as soon as possible.
Hey, look, Chief, we can only see the heads of Captain Midnight and Senor Pereira. What's happened to the others?
That will not be hard to guess, Gardo. I can see Captain Midnight's plan very clearly. He's trying to hold us off while the boy Chuck Ramsey starts the engine of two of our planes.
Well, come on then, Chief. Let's get him before he does.
Listen to me, Gardo. And listen to me carefully. I am going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. You will run as quickly as possible to the meadow back of the hacienda, the plane which Captain Midnight landed in. Barker is here. You will take him as your gunner. Get into the air as quickly as possible. You must cut off any chance of escape.
Okay, Chief. Hey, Barker, come on!
Back, Master. Back behind door.
Yes, Fang. That bullet almost hit me.
Captain Midnight, he is very good shot.
Yes, Fang. Too good a shot. But I will put an end to that. Now then, here is what we will do.
Yes, Master.
I am going to divide the men in two groups. You will lead one group around the garden on the outside of the wall and attack Captain Midnight on the left. I will take the others and come around to the right. With Gardo in the air and our groups attacking from each side, Captain Midnight cannot possibly get away.
Yes, Master. I do as you say.
All right, men. Listen to me. We will divide into two groups.
And now back to Captain Midnight. He and Senor Pereira are peering carefully over the wall, straining their eyes for glimpses of Ivan Shark and his men. Listen as Senor Pereira says,
"We have beaten them, senor. They do not fire the shots."
That's probably a bad sign, senor. Shark is up to something. Oh, I hope Chuck gets those engines started soon.
Listen, mi capitán. Listen to that. We have the success. Chuck Ramsey, he has started one engine.
No, that's only the starter, senor. Oh, wait. Ah, there she goes.
Mi Dolores, she is in the back seat. Now, senor Chuck, he goes to the next plane.
That's fine, senor. If Chuck can get that other engine started right away, we make it out of this yet.
Now, he gets in the cockpit. Soon you will hear the starter.
Hurry, Chuck, hurry!
Listen, senor, the engine, she goes.
Yes, yes.
All right, Chuck. Set the brakes now and hurry back to that other ship.
Okay, Red.
Look, mi capitán. Eh? Look in that direction on our left.
Where?
Along the wall.
Oh, so that's what they're up to, eh? They've gone around and are coming on the outside of the wall. Quick, senor, follow me.
Si, mi capitán.
Hurry, Red, hurry.
Please, mi capitán. These men, they are coming quickly.
All right. All right, now, rev your engine up, Chuck. Quick, hurry.
Okay, Red.
How is that engine, Chuck? Is she turning over all right?
She isn't turning up very good, Red, but I don't think she's warmed up enough.
Yeah, that's probably the trouble. Turn her up to half throttle.
Okay, Red.
Right. We can't take any chances on a motor failure. Listen, Senor Pereira, can you handle a machine gun?
Si, senor.
Good. Then jump on the rear cockpit of that other plane and cover those men with it. If they get much closer, shoot.
Si, mi capitán.
Look out, Red. Look out.
Si, mi capitán. Look quickly. The men, they come from the opposite direction.
Quick, Red, before it's too late. Jump in that ship.
Yes,
Yes, yes, I see them, Chuck. Now listen, I want you and Senorita Pareda to get away safely. In just a second, you're to give your engine the gun and take off. Fly directly to the dried lake bed and be careful when you land.
But you, Red, what about you?
Senor Pareda and I will hold Ab and Shark and his men off long enough to give you a good start. Then we'll join you. All right, now, quick, Chuck, take off. Don't waste a second. Give her the gun, now.
Okay, Red.
Oh, be careful, Senor.
All right, now, quick, Senor Pareda. Don't let those men get closer. All right, let them have it.
See me, Capitan. Here goes. Mi Capitan! Mi Capitan! Look out behind
you! Yes, Senor, I know. Turn your gun on them. Hurry!
See me, Capitan!
Ah, that's the stuff. You've driven them back. Now then, here, I'll burst on the other side. Quick!
Si, Senor!
Oh, thank heavens, Chuck's off the ground. He's over the end of the field.
Thank the Dios. Dolores, she will be safe.
Yes. Look out. Look out, Senor. Don't let them get any closer.
Si, mi Capitan. I am watching. Now, this is for you, Ivan Chuck. You are in the cockpit, mi Capitan? You are ready to fly?
Yes, Senor. I'm ready. But it will wait just a few seconds. I want to be sure that Chuck has a good start.
Si, Senor. These pilots of this Ivan Chuck, they must not catch my Dolores and Chuck Ramsey.
You bet they're not going to catch the nut while I'm alive. All right, watch it now. Those men are creeping up again.
Now then, take this.
I'm revving the engine up, Senor, so she'll warm up faster. Don't let those men come any nearer.
Si, mi Capitan. My gun is always ready to shoot.
Good. Don't be long now, Senor. We can only hold them off a few more seconds, we'll make it.
Quick, mi Capitan. Look, there's men. They get ready to come at us.
Yes. Look out. They're signaling each other. Oh, they're rushing us. We can't hold them all off. Oh, look out. I'm going to release the brakes and we're going to take off. All right, now keep firing as we go.
Si, mi Capitan.
But what is happening to Chuck? Let us follow him and Dolores as they roar on through the half-light of the coming dawn. Listen as Chuck exclaims.
Are you all right, Dolores? Is your safety belt buckled?
See, Chuck, I am okay.
It won't be long now. As soon as we get over the next ridge, we'll be safe.
Ah, that is good, mi amigo. I am so... Oh!
What happened? What's the matter?
There is the black plane. It is coming close to us.
You had me scared for a second. Don't worry. It's Captain Midnight and your father.
See? Are you sure?
Of course. It couldn't be anyone else.
But he does not come from behind us. He comes from our left.
What's that? What'd you say?
And look, he dives down at us.
Coming from our left, you say? Now, what? Oh, but it can't be anyone else. It's got to be Red.
Then it is all right, mi amigo. It must be as you say.
You keep watching him, and I'll bet you'll recognize Captain Midnight in a couple of seconds.
See? I am watching. But it doesn't look like Captain Midnight. Quick, Chuck, look this way.
Now, what in the world?
Why does he point the plane at us? And look, what is that flash?
What flash, Dolores? What do you mean?
Look, quick.
What? Flares and beacons. Those flashes are coming from machine guns. He's firing at us.
The renegade pilot Gardo is carrying out Shark's orders too well. And Chuck Ramsey, for the first time in his career, is face to face with a situation of terrible danger. And what about Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda? Don't miss the exciting adventure next Monday. Tune in to Captain Midnight. And now, here's a friendly suggestion. When you're out in the family car tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday, just try some of that wide-awake Skelly tailor-made Aeromax, the gasoline without a lazy drop in a tankful. Remember, it's weather right for your weather wherever you are. Try it. See for yourself how fast it starts your car and how far you drive on a tank full. You'll agree, Skelly Taylor Making makes a great gasoline, a wide-awake gasoline. So on your weekend driving, stop in at any Skelly service station. And if you need oil or a lubrication job, tires, tubes, or battery service, remember, those wide-awake Skelly boys will fix you up in tip-top shape. So watch for that red, white, and blue Skelly sign with the big letter S that stands for Skelly Service. And tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until Monday, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and...
Happy landing!